Nolte, reports as Disney wants to make Indiana Jones, a girl. By John Nolte on November 10, 2022. Test screenings for Disney's Indiana Jones 5 have been disastrous, reports World of Real's Jordan Rumi. Rumi has also heard that rumors indicate that Disney is in a panic over the screenings and that they're worried the movie will bomb. The biggest test screening disaster involves one cut of the film that has Phoebe Waller-Bridge replacing Harrison Ford at the end of the movie. Another unpopular conclusion had Ford's Indiana Jones dying, writes Rumi. Presumably, this would set up the franchise for further sequels with Ford not returning. Ford not returning is obvious. He's 80. This is about the brand, and only the woke groomers over at Disney could destroy the Indiana Jones brand. After all, it was Disney that took the most beloved movie franchise in history, Star Wars, and woke raped it until it was no longer viable as anything other than a TV show. And allow me to add this, who the hell is Phoebe Waller-Bridge? I'm vaguely aware of the name. I know the woketards love her. She had a TV show on Amazon that lasted a few seasons. This is who they want to make the next Indiana Jones? Some girl who was on TV for a few years? You can see the logic behind handing the indie baton to an Angelina Jolie, Charlize Theron, or Mila Jovovich. It would still be a terrible idea. But those actresses are movie stars with some credibility in the action genre. The Star Wars film franchise was so foolproof even George Lucas's stillborn prequels couldn't kill it. Indiana Jones is so foolproof even the dreadful Kingdom of the Crystal Skull couldn't kill it. But Disney can kill Indiana Jones. Disney can kill anything. Oh, and is it any surprise that producer and Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy is behind these Indiana Jones 5 and these non-stop franchise-killing ideas? This is the same moron who woke-raped the Star Wars film franchise until it was doornail dead. And let's not forget that Disney is also destroying the Marvel franchise. A brilliant franchise that captured pop culture for 10 years is now just another smug series of comic book movies filled with left-wing talking and lectures. I have nothing against female action stars. I loved the Resident Evil series and Jolie was terrific in that first Tomb Raider flick. Both of those franchises began as video games with female protagonists. That's how it works. You don't plug a girl into a guy's role. You don't plug a guy into a girl's role. People resent it. They can smell the social engineering a mile away. We don't go to the movies to be socially engineered. Let me tell you how this ends. Indy 5 doesn't do so well at the box office, and Disney blames right-wing bigots. She Indy goes to Disney streaming. Critics gush. No one watches it. John Nolte game airs his Blu-ray collection. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.